All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Team Zenith Call this morning. We really do appreciate you all being here, and we've got three things that we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about your role as a general, and we're going to talk about some attraction marketing, and we're going to talk about what I have seen after 11 and a half years in EagleQuest. I've noticed that the very successful EagleQuest business owners, they've got nine characteristics in common with each other. And you know, the more of these characteristics they have, you know, have developed, the more successful they have become. And we'll start right off here with number one, they play mind games. You see, your success is not dependent upon the company. It's not dependent upon the product or the compensation plan or even the marketing system or your team. It's only dependent upon the thoughts going on between your ears. You know, and folks, thoughts are free. You can talk yourself into wealth just as easily as you can talk yourself out of wealth. So pick one. You know, this factor, it's rated as the most important because your choice to be successful and to develop a winning mindset will have a direct effect on the following eight characteristics that we're going to talk about. And number two of these nine is that they plug in. What I have seen is the most successful EagleQuest business owners are the ones who participate in their business the most. In other words, they're on two or three scheduled conference calls per week with their team, and they're plugged in to all the forms of email communications lines, and they attend local and national events. They call their upline. And this is a big one with me. You know, I'll never understand how someone can invest $800 to $3,500 to start a business, talk to their sponsor once, maybe twice, and then just disappear. I guess you have to chalk it up to laziness or ignorance, or as Jim Rohn says, the birds got them. Folks, understand that when you joined EagleQuest, it was not and is not your sponsor's job to babysit you. It's not their job to call you and to ask you how things are going. It's not their job to call your leads and build the business for you or to drag you across that finish line. And folks, it's not your job to do that for your people. Sponsors are a valuable resource for you to take advantage of, and they're there for you to call and to receive all the help and advice you could ever want. That's their job, to serve you. You don't need to apologize for taking their time, you know, and calling them up all the time and asking too many questions. Take ownership of this resource, because I'm telling you, folks, it'll make you wealthy. My general unwritten rule, if you will, is that I like to work with people who are working. And I'll give my all to those who ask for my help and do whatever I can to ensure their success. But I do not drag people across that finish line. I've been there, I've done that, and I'm telling you, it doesn't work in the long term. When someone joins our organization nowadays, we provide them with two comprehensive training websites, www.chippynews.com, and now thesecretstolifetimeincome.info. And of course, they, you know, make sure that they got access to the weekly teleconference training calls that's going on. It's up to them, though, to plug in. And I don't follow them, I don't chase them, I don't beg people to plug into these systems. I do, however, communicate with my group, as you all very well know, with email broadcasts, and I suggest that they follow the guidance that I provide. But if they don't take the initiative to plug in, then there's just not much more that I can do. If they take the time to call me, I'll spend as much time with them as necessary. Here's a success clue, folks. The most successful dealers and sales managers on our team are the ones that I get the most calls or emails from on regularly. And that's usually two or three a week, sometimes a lot more. I'll tell you something, an experienced sales manager, they can predict within, 10 days or so, which new dealers are, you know, that's going to grow a good business just by the number of calls that they get from them in that first 1 or 2 weeks. Okay, number three. They get a fat head. Now, I don't mean that sarcastically. Listen to this. Did you ever see those commercials on TV for the local colleges or the trade schools or the nursing schools or one that we see down here is ITT Tech? you know, they're all touting that, you know, going back to school is the answer to their financial problems. Well, you know, I just can't understand why some people would look around and decide that, yeah, that's the ticket. Academia must be the place to go learn how to make a fortune in business. Well, folks, I'm telling you, these places are nothing more than farms used to breed the labor armies, you know, for the guy who never finished a formal education. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, they're just brainwashing these people to become employees. Now, don't get me wrong. A formal education, it's a great thing to have, but it's not the key to financial security. You know, it's likely that you and I spent several years in college learning how to get a job. Well, it's time to start investing your time and money into learning how to create wealth. You know, I'll tell you, me and Jennifer, we probably spend anywhere from $250 to $500 every single month on information products for the network marketing industry and the direct marketing industry, and of course Eagle Quest. Actually, over this last couple of months, we've probably spent about $1,000 a month, you know, as we're learning new ways to drive people to websites and attract more people and get more leads, you know, getting them to call us. But you know what? You don't need to go to the extreme that Jennifer and I do, but you do need to devour books and tapes and things as, you know, as fast as you can. As a matter of fact, if I was you, the first three books I'd make sure I had in my library and start reading was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Think and Grow Rich, and How to Win Friends and Influence People. The bottom line is this. You've got to become committed. You got to become a student, you know, to your EcoQuest career if you want it to pay you like a career. And the reason for this is that your business will never grow larger than you do personally. Now, books will propel your personal growth and your development, your leadership skills and your marketing skills. So my advice would jump on Amazon.com or go to your local Barnes & Noble and pick up some books. All right, number four, they get their daily dose. Now, I don't know who said it, but it sure makes a lot of sense. We should be taught not to wait for inspiration to start something. Action always generates inspiration. Inspiration seldom generates action. Now, you know, folks, what they're saying there is that you need to have goals. And you want to have two types of them. There are your dream goals, which are the reason why you're doing this business. And then you have your small daily activity goals, which will allow you to actually attain that dream. Now, we went over this, you know, previously, your 20 reasons why, and then your to-dos list, your activities. And it's important that you write down your dream goals, and really, you should review them twice daily, once in the morning when you wake up and once in the evening before you go to bed. What this does is it gets your subconscious mind to work for you. Now, your activity goals are what ultimately determine the fulfillment of your dream goals. So you want to attach your success each day to whether or not you completed your activity goals. You know, you don't base it on whether or not you signed up a new dealer or customer, but did you talk to X amount of people today about the product or the business? I tell you, fortunes are made with activity goals based on the right activities, not production goals. You know, you can always control your activity goals, and sooner or later, your activity will produce results. I guarantee it. It's very important that you reach your activity goal each day regardless of how you feel. You know, that's one of the big secrets of the top producers, matter of fact. They do the activity even when they don't even feel like it. They don't wait for their favorite TV show is over or until they have a positive attitude. They discipline themselves to do it every day, come rain or shine. You want to get out of that mind-numbing 9-to-5 job in 6 to 12 months instead of 12 to 24? Well, what you do is you double your daily activity. Yeah, you know what? If someone were to call me up and say, James, what do I need to do to take this business to the top? Well, I want to make six figures within 12 to 18 months or sooner. What do I need to do? Well, folks, the answer is whatever it takes. Do anything and everything within your power. But, you know, to be more specific for you, taking a minimum of 5 people through your education system each and every day, you'll become unstoppable. You know, I'll tell you something, though. To take 5 to 10 people through the system means you need to talk to 8 or 20 You're going to have to reach 8 or 20 people on the phone, and you'll need to call an average of 15 to 60 or so every day in order to do that. Now, consequently, you got to have a pool of never-ending contacts at your desk at all times to fuel this business. These minimum numbers, they can actually be knocked out in an hour or two, three at the very most. But keep in mind, you've got to have people in that funnel at all times. We've went through that on how to get people into that funnel. And we know that we need at least 40 per month coming into that funnel. But I'll tell you something else. You're going to have to be careful, because people who join you, they'll follow your advice to the absolute letter. They will do no more, and they'll probably do less. Now, when they don't see the results that you allude to, you just need to take cover, because the old blame game has begun, and you're the target. But James, I did everything you said, and it didn't work. Well, folks, to that I say, well, you know what? You just need to grow up and take responsibility for your success. You know, don't be this person, folks. Don't live and die by your upline's action guide. It's just a guide. Do whatever it takes. That success, it's a degree only to be given those who graduate from the school of hard knocks. And I'm telling you something, there's no exceptions there. Mediocrity, it's not an option if you want to earn a full-time income. You know, you don't ask what least amount of work you need to do to become successful. That would mean that you'd be coming to the table with this flawed perspective. You got to push yourself past your limits. You know, see how hard and fast you can go, and challenge yourself daily to work harder than you did the day before. And then you'll have grasped this attitude that's needed to succeed. I remember I was making 50, 60, 80 dials every day when I first started Eagle Quest. And it only take 2 or 3 hours, to do that, which that means it's possible for everyone, and including you all. Understand this. Understand that there are daily consequences for your actions or inactions. There are consequences that will happen because of the calls that you make tonight, and for the calls that you don't make because you're just too tired. You know, many times these consequences, they might not appear for months or maybe even years. But I just want to, make you aware of that. All right, number 5. Of the right medicine. Another little secret of the top producers in EcoQuest is that they know the only time they are actually working the business is when they're talking to someone about the product or the business. 90% of your time should be spent talking to people about the product or our EcoQuest opportunity. In other words, cleaning your desk, that's not working your business. And you, if you used to see mine, you'd know that I'm not cleaning my desk. Listening to training calls, it's not working on your business. Going to company meetings, that's not doing the business. And reading a book on the industry, that's not working the business. Sure, they're important parts. They're very important parts. But the bottom line is that you only get paid for doing one thing, and that's talking to people about our product or our opportunity. I'll tell you, I talk to way too many people that pour every free minute they got into preparing for their EcoQuest business, but they never get off the ground. They might spend weeks, months, even years reading books and listening to tapes and writing scripts, but they never actually talk to anyone. That doesn't work. You know what? The really smart businessmen, they got this saying. They say, anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Folks, so just jump on the field. You know, quit bothering the coaches and the teammates with the endless questions about what the next play is. Jump in and find out. Better yet, jump in and make the play yourself. I promise you, you'll be amazed how fast your business will grow. Okay, understand that you have to work hard if you want a substantial income and success in EcoQuest, or any other business for that matter. You know, 99% of the people who start an EcoQuest business, they do it to make money. They're not really interested in developing the skills and the knowledge of a full-fledged, ambitious entrepreneur or a marketer. They just want to join and make money. You know, they got this ATM machine mentality that we talked about a week before last, I believe it was. They are just purchasing hope. Not a business, hope. And that's really because they don't really believe. You know, they'll say things like, I hope this business works for me. I hope this product is as good as you say it is. I'll try it out and see what happens. If the product works for me, I'll be your best dealer. Well, folks, that's sad. They go in blindly, hoping and praying that this will solve their problems, and then they quit, when they see that it takes more than just purchasing a success pack. The secret ingredient that separates the millionaires from the wannabes is work. The old four-letter word, work. I'm telling you, EquiQuest works great for those who treat it like $250,000 business, and they work it. The leaders with the big six and seven-figure checks, they weren't born MLM superstars with all the answers. They started from scratch just like all of us. They just work harder than anyone else does, and so they make more money than anyone else. I'll tell you, there was a time when I was deathly afraid to pick up that phone and call Lee back. I'd sit at my desk and, staring at my phone for hours on end, just trying to justify my fear. I was mentally crippled when I got into this industry. But I'll tell you something, I was one heck of a determined cripple. Just to give you an idea how bad it was, I think I sponsored maybe 5 people in the first 3 years that I was in this industry, almost 20 years ago. What's the difference between now and then? Well, step by step, I became this person I needed to be mentally, to succeed in network marketing. The only reason I have been able to leave the rat race behind and achieve success is that I never gave up. I paid my dues, I learned my lessons, and now it's payday for the rest of my life. And it's because I learned these skills and I developed the right attitude. And I went on this self-development trip. So, would you stick it out through years of failure? Would you be patient and give your skills time to sharpen? Let me tell you something, folks. It is really, really worth it. it's about, it's 8:25 right now. Here it is on Monday. And I woke up this morning. Actually, I woke up when I was done sleeping. And I spent an hour or so just getting ready for the day, and most of which is I read a lot in the morning. And then I walked 10 feet to work at about 7:55. Now, if it wasn't for this call, it could have easily been 10 o'clock in the morning. But here's the thing, you see. It was my choice. Every day at around noon, I think of some of my friends who are about to be released from their cubes for a 45-minute lunch break. And, their only concern is whether or not they got time to go to a real restaurant or if they're going to have to go through that drive-thru again. Folks, it doesn't have to be that way. It's just a choice followed by a decision. Take everything you have in the way of time and energy and money, within a budget, of course, and throw yourself completely into building your EquiQuest business. It's like a jet, folks. It's like a jet. You have to put it at full throttle to take off. Because half throttled, that just ain't going to make it. If you're new and you don't want to spend the first 30 to 60 days of your time learning everything there is to know about our products and our business opportunity, that's just it. You don't want to do that. See, all you'll get is a case of information overload, and you'll end up the most educated dealer in the company with the smallest paycheck. Now, is that what you want? See, this is an action business. What are you doing today to share our product or our business opportunity with someone else? You need to come to the table with the expectation of working hard for 3 to 5 years before you can expect to see a substantial income. Those $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 a month checks that you've heard about. Folks, if it takes 3 to 5 years of hard work, if that's what it takes to achieve financial independence in your life, isn't it worth it? What's your other option? Working 30, 40 years, just getting by, only to retire, for next to nothing? Look, commit to working your business persistently for 3 to 5 years, and you'll never have to worry about money again. Now, the only way to get good at something is to actually do it and keep doing it until you stop making mistakes and start having confidence that comes from experience. Okay, number 6. They are hunters for life. It doesn't matter how big your team gets or how much product your organization sells or how much money you're making, the moment you stop personally recruiting, your business will start to go backwards. And there's no exceptions to that. It might not show up for months, but it will show up. You've always got to continue to recruit new blood into your organization and to develop new leaders. I see it happen way too often. You know, new dealers, they have some fantastic success very quickly. They make sales manager, and then they just stop. You know, they think they've won, and then the game's over. You know, they get lazy, and they spend their time calling their downline, you know, to make sure that everything's okay, and they're writing training emails, and they're holding conference calls. But their business is in the toaster, and it's fixing to be toast because they just don't know it yet. You know, look at it. Bob Giddens has been in the industry for over 35 years now, and as you all know, he earns anywhere from $75,000 to $100,000 a month. Yet to this very day, he still makes prospecting calls. You know, that ought to be a clue, folks. Now, some of you are thinking, well, but James, I thought I wouldn't have to do that in EcoQuest. Well, you know what? That just comes down to what you want your retirement to look like. You know, for instance, if Bob was to never lift another finger towards EcoQuest, his check probably would drop down to $60,000 or $70,000 a month. You know, I guess it just sort of depends on how much you can live comfortably on. But keep in mind, he worked extremely hard for the first 3, 4, 5 years, and so far he's built the best business foundation of anyone in the company. All right, number 7. They learn how to not sponsor losers. Question for you. What do the top earners in EcoQuest have in common with the President of the United States? Answer. They are excellent talent scouts. They have mastered the ability of finding and gathering successful people around them. You must understand, this business is not about signing up anyone and everyone into your business. Folks, you want to be very picky in regards to who you sponsor. And you know what? You can usually tell within the first 5 or 10 seconds of talking with someone whether they're the type of person that you want to really work with. You can hear it in their, you know, in the spirit of their voice. It's like they have no energy in their words, or they're full of life, or they make excuses for their situation, or they say, I'm ready. Or they make excuses to justify staying in that situation. Or they say, let's rock. Or they're indecisive, or they say, let's get started now. You know, remember this, everything duplicates after its own kind. So my question to you is, what kind of scent are you putting out? You know, are you attracting business people or bottom feeders who can't handle the load and are just looking for an easy buck? If you're thinking long term, you need to know this. Everything duplicates after its own kind. If you're putting out this get in quick, get rich hype, that ain't going to work, folks. It's got to be on solid success and leadership principles. The get-in-quick, get-rich-tomorrow hype, I tell you, that's just a ticket to a do-over. As my sponsor and mentor, Bob Giddens, says, a cheater will always cheat, whiners will always whine, losers will always lose, and winners will always win. Losers hang around with losers, and complainers hang around with complainers, and winners hang around with winners, and they breed winners. So, you know, do not waste your time with losers just so you can get a new application in. Have patience. If you don't, it's going to hurt you and your business in the long run. So what you want to do then is to be a talent scout or a headhunter. You want to become good at finding people with a track record of success in their life and let them know that our opportunity is there. Because if you don't, somebody else will. I promise you that. All right, number 8, they build with urgency. You want to have a massive sense of urgency about our opportunity and our product, and that energy and that sense of conviction, it's contagious, and it'll be transferred to both your team and your prospects. Your business, it will always grow at the speed of the leader, and a leader conveys his or her belief and excitement by building with urgency. You know, I just can't express the importance of this characteristic. You know, you attack your business like your life depended on it, and do it with a smile. When you're on the phone with a prospect or a team member, you want to always have an upbeat, energetic, and excited presence, even if you're having, you know, not having one of the best days of your life. You never, ever want to mention anything negative to your downline. You're going to go through your own emotional ups and downs in this business, sometimes hourly and daily and for sure weekly. We all do. And, you know, that's just part of being a human being and being in business. But remember that your energy level and your attitude, it's contagious. If you are frustrated or you got some concerns, you take them upline. You never take them downline to your people. All right, number 9, they smother their people with praise. Everyone likes a pat on the back for a job well done. In fact, receiving praise and recognition is almost always a more powerful motivator than anything else, even money. You know, and the best part of it is, it's free to give. It is always happily accepted, and I'm telling you, it will come back to the giver tenfold. You know, when someone on your team sponsors a new dealer or a customer, I'd make a priority, and if you can, that very day, to call them and congratulate them personally. If someone achieves a goal or a promotion, give them recognition on the weekly team calls that you might be having, or an email blast, or you just give praise to your team often. It'll come back tenfold. I absolutely guarantee it. All right, let's talk about your role as a general. There's only one category of people who make a substantial income in EcoQuest, well, any occupation for that matter, and that's leaders. That is it. You cannot make big checks unless you become a leader. So, question for you, what's the difference between you and a leader? Well, the answer is, and you should know this by now, it's the thoughts that they think and the thoughts that you think. Are you 100% in control of your thoughts? Well, if you are, that's great. That means if you start thinking like a leader, you will become one. What kind of thoughts do leaders think? You know, we went over this here a month or so ago, but let's put it this way. Every time you hear yourself say, "I can't," you replace it with, "I can," and now you'll be thinking like a leader. Or every time you hear yourself say, "I'll do it later," replace it with, "I'll do it right now," and you'll be thinking like a leader. Instead of saying, "I'm not meant for this," each time that you fail, you say, "How can I do this better the next time?" And you'll be thinking like a leader. Every time you say, "I've reached my goal of 30 calls today," if you make 30 more, then you'll be thinking like a leader. You got it? All right, let's move on. What kind of actions do you want to be taking each day as a leader? Well, let me tell you something. First of all, if you're in a leadership position, it means that you already have others to lead, which means that you have a growing team and you're doing some things right. Well, that's fantastic. That's great. Folks, there's entire books and courses available in leadership, so I'm going to keep this very basic and give you a few ideas for some actions to take within your team. Here's all that you need to know. Leadership is only acquired through action. It can't be bought in a book or a cassette tape or a CD or a seminar. You know, those things, they'll help. They'll help a lot. And they'll help you sharpen your skills. But folks, I got to tell you, leadership can only be acquired through action and running that gauntlet of mistakes and hazards along the way. In other words, you've got to earn it. So my advice, get moving. Leaders don't wait for things to happen. They make things happen. Here's 6 things that your role as a general that you need to include. Number 1, contact and welcome aboard all new members of your organization, no matter where they are or how many levels deep they are or whoever sponsored them. You take them under your wing and you work the depth in your organization. And you teach your developing leaders to do this too. Number 2, you keep your team constantly updated with news and testimonies. And the best way to do this is with an email autoresponder service. But you know what? You should already be getting these updates from your upline. So all you need to do is make sure they get passed on to your team. Now, caution, being a leader does not mean reinventing the wheel. You want to duplicate what's working for the masses. Okay, number 3, attend all local and national events. This is a big one, folks. And, you know, until you've attended one of the EcoQuest national events, well, basically you just got a hobby and nothing more. Attending a national event is one of the primary first steps to becoming a leader. Number 4, lead by doing. Your team members will do exactly as you do. If you're constantly working your leads, calling new dealers, and doing 3-ways, your team will as well. If you don't, they won't. And you know what I'm talking about here is you can't be an armchair quarterback. It just doesn't work. And so I wouldn't even try it if I was you. You got to lead by action. If you want your team to make more calls, then you got to make more calls first. If you want them to attend a national event, well, then you got to be the first one down there to get your plane ticket. All right, number five, be available for your team. That's pretty well self-explanatory. Number six, never complain or share frustrations with your downline. We sort of touched on this earlier. You know, you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days, just like everyone else. But you got to keep them between you and your upline. All right, let's talk a little bit about the law of attracting what is rightfully yours. You know, by now you all have heard of the famous laws of attraction. But right now, I want you to focus on being selfish for a minute. Instead of just attracting random things, consider what you're entitled to. According to Wayne Dyer, within you is the divine capacity to manifest and attract all that you need or desire. You know, have you worked 20 years in the corporate world and feel they owe it to you to pay you a larger salary? Folks, this type of person isn't attracting wealth. They're actually slamming the door on it. This is what I mean when I talk about building your success from the inside out. You know, we've talked about that. You can't simply create success out of cash. True success is driven by a certain mindset. And if you don't have it yet, well, the good news is you can get it. You know, I was talking to a friend about this idea one day at lunch, and he said, I'm too set in my ways, and you can't change the way someone thinks. Well, that's a load of crap. You see, he's just too scared to change. He didn't know any other way. Folks, changing your mindset, it's as easy as getting a new set of wheels on your car. So you make this decision to change them. You have the bad wheels removed, and then you drive on the new wheels every day after that. You know, from this very second on, you have to think through the laws of attraction. Not you will be rich. You are rich. You're successful. You do have a great life. Live it, and it will materialize. And you don't need permission, not from me, not from anyone else. Just do it. See, you're a grown-up. You know, you make your own decisions. And you don't be looking for everyone else to drag you across that finish line. You're about to create what you want out of life. You create your moods, and you create the actions you take, and you create the results of every thought that you have. And when you get up in the morning, the world, it's going to mirror what you give out. In other words, if you're a miserable old coot who can't stand anyone, then nobody will stand you either. If you're a happy, positive person who likes everyone, then everyone will like you too. How many people do you know right now who talk about the good things in life on a regular basis? You know, most people, they stand hunched over that water cooler at work complaining about how things are, you know, griping about their jobs and the taxes and or just life in general. They wallow around in this misery. Well, they strictly uphold that old saying, misery loves company. If you want the good things to happen to you, you need to start aligning yourself with people whose values reflect your own positive ideas and intentions. You know, act like you've succeeded. Don't just believe in your own head. You have to show the universe your intentions if you want to attract the same kind of success. What's his name? John D. Rockefeller. This is what he said. Next to doing the right thing, the most important thing is to let people know that you're doing the right thing. You know, you might not even have a negative mindset, but one where you're simply stuck in this same rut. But folks, believe me, you can't fly high if you're mired in quicksand. You know, sometimes you have to believe that you're as good as a guru in order to attract the same status. You know, we started Team Zenith in August of last year with the idea that we're going to help you all go to the top. Anybody that wanted to participate, we're going to help them go to the top. Let me ask you something. Have the negative thoughts already crept in? Did you silently start thinking, I'm a nobody, so no one will want to partner with me? You need to turn that around right now. You come up with a positive statement about why they will join your team. You know, stop this what-ifing yourself to death. Folks, you can do this. Jennifer and I know you can. And we have a lot of confidence in you. And it's time for you to start having confidence in yourself. And with that, we will go back to open line, I hope. All right, we're back to open line, folks.
No confidence, James?
It's first time.
You did great.
It worked, evidently. Everybody hear me all right?
Yes, yeah, good.
All right, that means that's a good conference line. If you guys want to take note of that, if you want to do some conferencing, it's free.
And it's free, huh?
Totally free.